We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
From Borgata, Friday morning, three more games for the Phils, and then the All-Star game. Looking forward to the All-Star game next week.
Are you?
Yeah, I say that every year I say that, and then it doesn't always manifest, but I like to try to learn some of these random guys. 1988, I knew every All-Star. 2025, I probably know 13 of them.
Is this like future Beat the Hammer research?
No, it's actually, I just want to kind of rediscover, like Jody and James, you guys probably know the most about like who the Tigers shortstop is. Like, I don't know that. I used to. Like, if you say to me the Angels shortstop, it's Gary DeSarcino.
Oh, God. Going back to Gary DeSarcino.
Seriously. Jody,
thought you'd go all the way back to Dickie Thon, who eventually became a Philly.
I didn't say him.
I mean, David Eckstein in between.
David
we
Eckstein.
Can't go David Eckstein even.
David Eckstein.
A little closer to today.
And Kent Herbeck is still playing for the Twins.
Oh, yeah. Hitting bombs in the World Series.
I'm trying to learn. At some time, I want to learn these guys. But anyway. 215-592-9494. One thing that we learned yesterday and was sad to hear was that Lee Elia passed away. He managed the Phillies in the late 1980s. He was also the Phillies' third base coach in the 80 squad when they won the World Series. He was a baseball lifer. I met him a few years. I actually met him twice. I met him as a child when I went to the Phillies baseball camp for kids. I think I was around 10 years old. Got a photograph with Lee Elia, which was a thrill. You know, you're 10 years old. You get a photo with the manager of the Phils. And the other time was at Dutch's funeral back in 2017. He was there, and we spoke that day as well. And he just seemed like a great gentleman. So I was sad to see that he passed away yesterday. Had a long career in baseball, most of it with the Phillies. Unfortunately, I felt yesterday when I heard the news that I and we were going to be in an awkward spot. Because, Jody, you know the deal. Like, he's got one of the all-time rants in the history of not just sports, but, like, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, so when he dies, and I actually thought of this years before, like when he dies, are we just going to go right to the rant? We're not. And I think we have to because it's just, it's audio gold. But with that said, I don't want people to think like this sums him up because it's really, really
because
unfair.
It's a pretty aggressive rant.
Right? Because the guy I talked to at Dutch's funeral wasn't talking anything like this. All right, let's play the audio. And then we're going to give you a chance to win the Adam Sandler tickets. By the way, Lee Elia from the Philadelphia area. So if any of his family is listening, certainly our condolences to you. We mean that in a very heartfelt way. I really enjoyed talking to him a few years ago at that funeral. Let's listen to – now, Devin, I'm guessing you may not know this one, right? This is from 1983. Have you ever heard of the Lee Elia rant?
No. No, because I was not born
that's
yet.
That's true. Devin's young.
Well, that's my point. I mean, I would bet you more than 50% of people don't know what's coming.
Really? Important context, he was with the Cubs at the time.
Very correct. Important. Okay. Yes. So further context, let me just say this. 1983, Cubs were struggling. They actually made the playoffs in 84, but they were struggling in 83. And fans were so disgusted with the Cubs at a certain point, they started throwing stuff on the field or near the field, actually at Boa. So Boa and I believe it was Keith Moreland, I think they're like walking off the field or something, and stuff starts raining down. And Elia felt the need to defend his players against his own team's fan base. Now, what the fans did obviously was out of line. With that said, what Elia said all those years ago, I think if it happened now, because he was talking about his own fan base,
yeah,
would probably get a guy fired. It did not back then. We will bleep out the bleeps. There are, I don't know, about 105 bleeps in the roughly minute and a half you're about to hear. It's an all-timer, and I was a fan of him. Let's listen. When he was the Cubs manager, again, context, he's ripping his own team's fans. And important to remember, this is when the Cubs used to have only day games. So his point about guys should get a job was like, these people don't even have a job. They come here during the day. Let's listen to Lee Elia.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than just to stuff it up them 3,000 people that show up every day. Because because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My ass. What the am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people to show up? The mother don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They ought to go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and a living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. The playground for the suckers. Rip them, mother. Rip them suckers like the players. Got guys busting their ass and them people too. And that's the Cubs? My ass. They talk about the great support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this year.
It's an absolute all-time.
So great! Shout out to Lewis Coco, by the way, who had to add all those bleeps.
Right, you're right, James. I mean, it's so Devin, what's your reaction to hear that?
I mean, I don't know if I've heard that many bleeps in right. a single rant in my life.
And it kept going, believe me. It was
and also, all-star job to Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Just to echo what James said.
James, you like my text message to Lewis?
Yeah, I was going to. Joe sent arguably the funniest text message I've ever read, basically breaking down for Lewis how to bleep that. Like, leave in the word suckers, but get rid of this word. And like, going through like each one, leave the mother in, but get rid of this word. It's legit. Like, I just responded with, this is one of the funniest texts I've ever seen.
Because I was concerned was going to get rid of the mother and the F. And then I thought, well, then people lose the
context.
Yeah, you know, so.
It was saying, putting things in like, it's important for context. It's like, yes, it is. You're right.
Above and beyond all the bleeps.
Yeah.
And I think you were right. What'd you say, 157? I might have only been 156.
Right.
The best line, bar none, is 85% of the world is working, and the other 15% are here booing my guys.
Such a great line.
Phenomenal.
Right. All time.
That's just phenomenal.
It was unbelievable. All right, so look, in honor of Lee Elia, who he really was a fine gentleman when I met him, I enjoyed talking to him, we will ask you today, as we give away Adam Sandler tickets, by the way. So Adam Sandler is going to be in town at the Wells Fargo Center on September 19th. September 19th, it's the You're My Best Friend Tour with Adam Sandler at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can also win them here, though, on our program at 215-592-9494. In honor of Lee Elia and what you just heard, give us the most memorable rant, or, caveat, non-rant, meaning any public comment that's the combination of great and memorable through the years from a public figure. So, all the press conferences, all of them on the table. Locker room interactions with the reporter on the table. An interview with, like, I don't know, Barbara Walters on the table. Like, it's all available. What is the greatest combination of it was great and it was memorable? 215-592-9494. Get thinking. Best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win the Adam Sandler tickets. MacMan, what are you thinking?
When you first ran this by me, and knowing you, I thought, do I want to try and impress Joe and go old school, like, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country, back into the 70s. Do I go for a home run? Like,
yeah, but we don't have audio of that, just to be clear. 1770, yeah, whatever. That ain't going to win because there's no audio.
Very true.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
But we, I'm sure we could find the Kennedy audio and down that road.
I'm just saying, the guy that killed Caesar Caesar's saying that to Brute. I ain't going to win. I don't got audio. Caesar.
Fair enough.
Jody, let me put it this way. I did not have sexual relations.
You love doing this impression.
With that woman.
It's his favorite.
Miss Lewinsky.
Okay.
I was thinking about going down that road and said, no, we'll leave that to the camera.
Okay.
So I'm going sports instead. And I'll tell you why I picked this one. Because it started as one thing, but eventually became another.
Okay.
And here in Philadelphia, they all appreciate this. The second interpretation outlasted the first. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah, so Jimmy Johnson, and yeah, it went from a pro Cowboys thing to a we mock the Cowboys.
Absolutely,
now.
And it's been much longer mocking than it was in its life as an actual on-point braggadocio line.
And probably one of the shortest of everything that would be said. It's only four words.
There you go.
All right, Seltzer, what do you think? In memorable public comment, public figure, what do you got?
I'm happy you clarified the no audio thing. Because I was originally thinking of Khrushchev with the shoe, but we don't know what he said. I'll go with a not winning answer, but it was hilarious when it happened about 16 years ago. Christian Bale.
What don't you f***ing understand?
Yes, that was good.
I forgot about that.
That was a big time one.
What was that on the set of?
I think it was Batman Begins or Dark Knight or one of those movies. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he was in a mood that day.
Yeah.
All right, Devin, what do you got? And everyone, 215-592-9494. Any and all public comments by public figures on the table, the greatest and most memorable ever. What is it? It can be a rant or not a rant. Devin, what are you thinking?
I hate to take this one off the board, but I feel like I have to. It's not the game. We're talking about practice.
All right. Oh. Yeah, she did it.
Very good.
She went there. All right, fair enough.
Look, I had to.
So I don't think it would have won just because there are so many others, but it might have. It might have. And certainly near and dear to the heart. All right, give us a big answer. A memorable and great public comment, rant or otherwise. 215-592-9494. Guys and gals, this is for Adam Sandler tickets. Come on now, let's go.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.